In today's episode, we watch our 757 champions address and reflect on the 2022 Fantasy League season.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish. I'm Chris. Sean, am I right? And yes, I think we said it a few times this year. It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
That was the, a very, very long year for the two of us. But you know what? It all comes to our champions address. So
we were a little disconnected this year, too. I mean, when you don't make the playoffs, either
you
of
don't
us.
Even care.
We did what we could, guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't. You know,
it's hard to stay in this when you're not even in the playoffs. It's but just, LaRoyce was in the playoffs, and the man won. And so we deserve to give him his due and his champion's address. Anything else you want to say to intro this man?
No, there's no
I'm excited.
Intro worthy of this man. And let's jump right into his champion's address.
There it is. The 2022 season has come to a close. And the dinner rolls are victorious. It's taken a lot of luck, lots of laughs, lots of gifts, and lots of trades to get to this point.
Ooh, definitely lots of trades.
I'd like to take this time to say some personal thank yous.
Oh,
one, so nice. To my division mates.
Not us.
Three
not
brothers us. And a guy. Moving company. We did it. We moved up to the top. We put three of the four division mates in the playoffs. Sorry, Matt. Next year, that's your year. I doubt it. But we can hope. I'd like to thank the Sean Rock family.
Oh, yes.
For all the fuel that you all put into the trades that I created this year, I am truly, truly thankful. You all made me feel like family. I'd like to thank Soul Juice. Andy, as some of us know him. Still unsure about that Soul Juice name, but hey, we'll go with it. I'd like to thank you for the trades that we created this year that shook this league its core.
Yeah, almost killed
it. It seemed one-sided all along, knowing that we would end up at this point right here. I like to thank Sean.
Oh,
I think we did more trades this year than we've ever done.
That's true.
Starting in the preseason. And we ended it off trading as well. I'd also like to thank Tim.
Tim.
The doctor.
Your grammar policing has caused me the most anxiety out of anyone this year. I also like to thank Joe for bestowing all the knowledge of what happens and some of the injuries that have happened throughout this year for bestowing that upon me. I appreciate it.
We go in depth, man.
Morgan.
Here we go.
To my competitor in the championship, you were almost there. It took heaven and earth to move for you to get beat this year.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm thankful that it happened. The chaos has come full circle. In terms of you losing this year. Next year, buddy. Next year. Last but not least, I would like to thank me. I would like to thank me for believing in me. I like to thank me for trusting in my decision and not paying attention to all the apps that we can look at for trade decisions out there. I like to thank me for working hard on getting all these trades done and finding the perfect gift to communicate my message.
Wow.
Perfect.
That's
and then cute. Lastly, I would like to thank me for never trading any of my players for a Dunkin' gift card.
Oh, the wife.
Note here. Well, it looks like the Dunkin' gift card trade still stands. On to the 2023 season.
Bravo. Man, in true LaRoyce fashion.
Yeah, a little bit shorter than Tim's, but I think it was the way it needed to be. It's more GIF-based, you know, just a little shortened down version of it. Got the points he needed to...
Did you really think you were going to do a fantasy championship speech without me? Without me there? Me who started it all? Put out the JT fake injury report from the very beginning? Seeing Tim say, I don't see it online. Oh, man. I'm not saying I'm salty, but I am. I'm salty. But great win. I'm coming back for my revenge next year. And Tim, your team sucks.
Okay, that interruption was unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's official now. You're actually the league villain now.
Yeah. Morgan, you're always unexpected. Yep.
But let's bring it back to our actual champion because we deserve to give him his due. What were some thoughts you had kind of on that speech?
Oh, man. First off, the ending of the speech, the thank me, was like an over-the-top Oscar speech.
I love that he spent about just as much time on thank me as he did on thanking everyone else.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah, I was just thinking the Oscar when, you know, the award ceremonies from the, you know, celebrities and someone's in the back saying commercial. Like, I'm going to keep thanking me. Like, when he took that last pause, I'm like, who's he thanking? I thought he'd be like, I just want to thank the whole league in general. He's like, no, it's all about me. Which
maybe
I
his family, but no, just himself.
Yeah, his wife chiming in with the note. Just nice little thing. Like, I still want the Dunkin' gift cards.
But yeah, love that call out.
The big things for me, that ending was unexpectedly funny.
Yeah, and as I was mentioning before Morgan interrupted me there, the gifts, that was the key, the trades. So now we all know the magic sauce that gets these trades done for LaRoyce is we just need to pick the right gif.
Yeah.
So maybe I just need to consult LaRoyce, you know, when I'm about to do a trade, trying to get one done with Tim or something. I'll just be like, all right, I'm thinking between these two gifts, which one is going to get it done? Because he's the gift king. We got to give him that.
And, you know, his gifts are what kind of seals trades, too. When he's talking to you, when he sends, like, slides into your DMs there and he's trying to get you to think about this trade, you're like, nah, and then he'll just make you something laugh. It's funny, and it's 2 a.m., and you guys are chatting back and forth, and then you press accept, and everyone hates you in the league because of a trade. Like, it just works. Good job. Good job, LaRoyce.
Yeah, but then let's go ahead and segue here into some reflection on the season. So, 2022 season is over.
Yep.
If you're not in our league, we've had a great season here, and we're actually really trying to do a post get together. So just if you are in our league, make your calendars available. I'm thinking like March time when the rest of the NFL schedule slows down. But I think it'd be fun to have kind of a Dundee-style awards where we all get together. So. If you're not in our league, I think it's a fun thing you guys can implement for your league. I think it's just something that will make it fun. So we'll save the awards kind of for that type of thing.
Mike and Andy, you should fly in.
Yeah. It may be required. Morgan as well, get on that jet plane. But I did want to just reflect a little bit, and you had some thoughts on some kind of rule changes we had this week.
So, you know, always looking back at the setup of our league, the divisions were something new to this season. Were they a success, or did it really matter? What do you think, Kamish?
Well, just to go back to LaRoyce's speech a little bit, I think it did work for rivalry, because we heard there, division-wise, he gave a shout-out, but he kind of left the Kalanas out of it. And that may have just been, you know, the rivalry of, like, I'm not giving them their airtime. This was the hard-fought. Actually, are they in the same division?
Yeah.
I'm, like, questioning myself now.
Three brothers and a guy moving company. Was,
oh, that's right,
you got two brothers, brother-in-law, then LaRoyce was in that, you know, in that league as well, which was something we wanted because him and Meat Prince, we wanted the gift battles between those two. But to look back in the reflection there, too, the smack talk in the rivalries were amazing. Specifically, Daniel and LaRoyce.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later in a special segment. But you're right. It really did pump up the rivalries because we also had Morgan and Tim. Like, that was kind of like the writer. When we did the whole little draw your random number, we all stared at each other, giving each other death looks. Like, if you don't leave an open space for Tim and Morgan to be in the same league, we're going to fight. Like, that was like the one absolute we needed.
Had to happen. Lived up to it.
I think our division needs a little more spiciness. Two out of the three was extremely spicy and working.
It helps if the league division is good.
Right?
Yeah, if we're competitive. I think Joe, that was the missing piece.
Joe was ready to throw some smack talk, but the three of us were still taking ourselves off the floor there from getting smacked in regular week-to-week matchups.
Yep.
And he's like, well, this ain't fun. Like,
sorry. We'll come back with a fury. Don't worry. The Schoenrock division will soon be back.
Yes. We are coming back for you. That's a guarantee. We don't know what year, but we're coming back.
The NFC least, as we were called often. and then they turned out to be amazing, and then we weren't. But anyways, we're going to – let's move on to a party question here.
Ian, would you like to go to a party in my pants?
No, Brick.
All right, let's go. All right, our party question of the week. It is Leroy's inspired because this episode's all about you, buddy. What was some of the best team names in our league history? It's changed a lot. Before, it used to be you stayed with one name all the way through. But Leroy started a trend. I believe it's with him. I'll give him all the credit. If it's somebody else, who cares? It's Leroy's
name. What went back to Ryan, actually. I remember Ryan would change his name based on who was playing.
Oh, man.
Like way back in the day. Like Ryan, I remember the first one was the Ryan Tannehill has a rad first name. We were like, this is the longest name I've ever heard in my life.
We just made a Ryan reference. Are you watching, Ryan?
You always got to have one in there.
Probably not. All right, so some of the big ones here. Soul Juice.
Yes, as mentioned in the speech.
What is it?
Yeah.
We all want to know what Soul Juice means.
That's what we need from you, Andy. We just need a video posted in our sleeper. Yeah. Or even on our socials, you know, put it on in the Facebook group or something, yeah, and just fully explain what is Soul Juice. Yeah. 'Cause
America wants to know.
I instantly think of like
he trademarked it on his on the sleeper right next to it. It's like Soul Juice something. You got to see the TM and little scripts. He trademarked it.
I totally missed that. No, I'm thinking of Space Jam. That's what I think of. I think of, you know, Michael Jordan's special like
sauce or whatever.
Is that what Soul Juice is? I don't know. You have to let us know.
You got to throw it back to the beginning, close to the beginning, but Boston Massacre. That's the head scratcher of it all. You know, right after the Boston bombings, he didn't change his name.
We've had some risque ones. 69ers was another one.
Another risque. So you guys are like toting the line. Like Phil did it without me trying to play off that. Morgan really wants to be cringy.
Yeah,
for the rest of the league.
And, shout out to the division names this year too. We had 69 some of the time and 69 all the time.
And it's like everyone else looks at it. It's like hilarious. And then some of the guys are like, oh, can you change that?
Can you change that please?
Quickly? Like it was good for a second, but hey, he's the runner up, so he kind of gets some say there. We got to give it to the man. Dinner rolls and tickled ivories.
Yeah, dinner rolls, obviously, that one draft night was just made it amazing. Everybody just shouting dinner rolls when it was
every time we had dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls.
That was like me first meeting Leroy, so I was like, we just connected because I love that name. But tickled ivories, who was the player?
Chris Ivory.
The running back, right?
Yeah, for the Jets. Yep. He had drafted him, and he kind of carried him through some of the season, and then tickled ivories made their way on there. And speaking of risque, I'm just like, okay.
Toeing the line. It's like the one place. most of us are husbands, fathers, and it's just like when we want to throw a joke in, it's in our sleeper app.
Yep.
Changing our team name. Tidewater Turtles. I've never understood what the Turtles stood for. We had a sound drop for it in our frenemy days.
Yeah.
I loved it. One of my favorites. But what's the turtle again? I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question, too. Like, let's get some backstory on these team names. Like, where did turtles come in? It may have just been that Tidewater and Turtles both start with T. That's where I go. And that may be that simple, but I'm sure there may be a backstory that Daniel can give us on that.
Yeah, and then I know we don't have it on the script here, but David, what's up with never changing from Baltimore Braves? Like,
I kind of like it. He's sticking to it. He's had that logo, that name.
Yeah.
The whole 10 plus years we've been in this league.
David's like the old guy that lives in a small town of like 1,000 people, right? And then they think about changing what street sign name. They're like, no, that's what I know. I turn on Broad Street. Don't name it after some famous football player. It's Broad Street. Broad Street forever. You know, that's David. He gets grouchy over something like that.
And then my last call out I just want to do, we'll bring it all the way back to the very beginning.
All the way.
Before this man was over here taking titles in our league, we originally had a guy, Tim's brother, who auto-drafted. His original roster name was Boss Roster. And then he won the league with his auto drafting. And then the next year, for as long as he was in the league, I think, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on this, I think it was Sir Auto Draft is what he named it, just to rub it in all of our faces. That
one's got a sting.
It did. It was not fun.
Yeah, when you see that, it's just like, it's just as bad as seeing that little yellow badge that was on Tim's little icon. Now we see it on Leroy's. It's going to get old after a while, but when an auto draft just flexes muscle, that's hateful. But before we end it off here, a shout out to everybody changes the name this year.
Yeah.
We had all the rivalries really picked up. Daniel and Leroy's, you guys did awesome.
I think it was Daddy Don't Hurt Me. Daddy. Put a picture of his son in there like, like don't beat up on my team this week.
I show up one time, I see Daniel find a random picture of my younger brother, like, putting up there. Joe always changes his name to something, it seems like, every week.
There's so many we're probably forgetting, too. So, like, hit us up in Sleeper, hit us up under the comments, and just bring back some of that nostalgia, because it's fun to see all these names we've had.
The Taj. You always stay with something dark-themed, you know, when you do change. It's kind of... You stay to...
Darth Hoodie. He's got to stick with his Bill Belichick animal.
That's his brand there. But, Like the commish said, if there's something we miss in there, sorry, there's so many. And Sleeper does not keep very good record of them all.
Yeah.
But it was a great 2022 season. I would not want it to end any better way. If I couldn't win one, LaRoysa was good. If Morgan won it, it would have been chaos.
It is. It was almost chaos. You saw him interrupt the broadcast here. But maybe next year, Morgan. Mm. You know, did you see him throw that kind of shade on everybody into the Sleeper app, how he found the all-time rankings of how he's leading the way?
He's like,
good move. I well done, sir.
And then Tim's like, he's like, suck it. He's like, I'm going to see you as a winner. Look at the top bar. It's like, oh, snap.
He had to do something to get back at not winning that championship, but we'll see. But for next year, guys, looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get our kind of Dundies going. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.